And a lot of times I don't know them. I've never seen them before. So.
What about Roswell at large? You know, white, black, and everybody else. Like, what is the percentage of natives versus non-natives?
Roswell at large, I would say the percentage of natives now in Roswell is probably about the same. Probably about, you know, 50, a little bit more than 50%. But it's a large percentage of non-native Roswell people that are here now.
Where exactly, what states or what parts of Georgia are these people who are non-natives, where are they, you know, coming from?
A lot of people who are non-natives of Roswell, mm-hmm. they're coming from, everywhere. I say, like, from the southern part of the state, you know, northern part of the state, like Savannah, you know, Cartersville, you know, Columbus, you know, a place like the Albany. I have a habit of, like, looking at, you know, tags when I drive, and I, like, kind of look at the back of the tags. So with the Georgia tags, you can see what county they, you know, they came from. And I see a lot of, the counties of Chatham, which I know is from Savannah because I went to school in that area when I was in college. And I see Carroll, which is Carrollton. I know that part of the area also. But you still see a lot of Cobb, and you see a lot of Gwinnett, you know, so like that. I don't really see a whole lot of Fulton, and Fulton is the actual county that Roswell's located. Okay. Yeah. But you don't really see a whole bunch of Fulton tags. You see a lot of Cobb, you see a lot of Gwinnett tags, you see a lot of Cherokee tags and stuff like that. So it's, Roswell's kind of like a community city. It's in between, like, major counties. It's kind of like a strip where people go to and from. They cross over, you know, the city of Roswell to go, you know, maybe to the other side of town a lot. So as far as, like, for the occupation or, you know, I don't know, just for school or whatever like that. But it's just seemed like it's like a in-between town.
Okay, and how about from other states? What other states are people coming from?
Oh, a lot of people coming from up north. I'd say probably in, you know, the New York area, like Washington, D.C., I see a lot of people, you know, come from that area. even, like, you know, the upper southern states, like Tennessee, Kentucky, even, like, Ohio and Massachusetts, like Boston, and up and down the, you know, the coastline of Northeast. It's a lot of people that, you know, that are in Roswell that are not actual Southerners, or, you know, considered Southerners. They're from, you know, up north. And I know that because I work with people, you know, I work in this area too. I don't work in the Roswell area, but I work in the Alpharetta area, which is just above Roswell. And a lot of my coworkers are not from this area at all. And they're just stunned to see that I'm actually from, you know, this area, from Georgia, because a lot of people are not from Georgia. And they stay actually in the Roswell area, and some stay, you know, in nearby cities like, you know, Alpharetta and Norcross and Marietta, stuff like that. But it's just a lot of commuting, you know, families that are coming from the northern part of the states. It's not that many from, I would say, the, you know, the west, like, you know, Midwest, Chicago, so it's mostly Northeast.
That's interesting. You were saying that you work in Alpharetta.
Yeah.
So how long is your commute?
My commute is probably about, on a good day without traffic, it'd be probably about 15 minutes to get from my house to my job in Alpharetta, back and forth. And usually it's not the case because traffic is horrible around this area, and it takes me probably about 35, 45 minutes to get to work in the morning, and probably about an hour to get home, close to an hour to get home in the afternoon. And Alpharetta is only about